Hello again, this is Pari. It's still the 19th of December. It's still my audio boot. It's still Sunday. So, yes, part two. We were stuck on the motorway. We weren't being allowed off the motorway. We couldn't turn around. We had to keep going. And it was getting harder and harder to keep going. I have to say the kids were really good. They had some minor whinging at the beginning when it was clear that they weren't going to go and see Grandma and weren't going to go and get to go to the pantomime with her, but they did remarkably well. I don't think they realised how serious the situation was, which is good. The final few hours we managed, Rob got out of the car and dug out an iPad for them and stuck on Indiana Jones, which actually improved the morale of everybody in the car, because as you're sort of driving along through the snow, inches at a time, and hearing the Indiana Jones theme tune in the background, it did feel a bit more of an adventure and less like a really scary thing. So that was good. Major problems trying to get any internet connection on the phones to try and work out what was going on. We had pockets of 3G connectivity, in which I managed to load up Twitter and throw a few tweets out there, and some people sent me information about what the highways agency was saying about the M5, which was fantastic. Thank you very much. That pretty much was our connection with the outside world to find out what was going on. So yes, there we were, stuck on the motorway. I was desperate for the loo. Ben managed to get out and go to the toilet on the verge, even though it was snowing hard. Bless him. He has flu today. I'm trying not to wonder if that made things worse, but there you go. Absolutely chock on the motorway. Finally got to junction 4, and by that point they had cleared the junction and were closing down the rest of the motorway and getting everybody off there. So then we had the dilemma, do we go back on the motorway and risk being stuck on there again? Because at the end of the day, walking off the motorway and abandoning your car is a lot harder than... At least if you're driving through a town, then you've got a good chance of being able to walk to a local hotel or a petrol station or whatever. If you get stuck on the motorway, which we were doing, then it was a lot harder. But then we'd made the decision that by that point they had got more gutter lorries out. There did seem to be more traffic police out there. And if we did get stuck, we'd be more likely to be rescued on the M5 than we would on the A38. So we did turn around and go back on the southbound. And that was when it hit us how bad it was on the northbound carriage, because as we were coming back the other way, going very, very slowly, but at least we're moving all the time, there were just so many... just miles and miles of stationary traffic. They were obviously lorries getting stuck, and then other lorries had tried to overtake the stuck lorries and then also got stuck, so that there was a really, really narrow gap between broken down lorries that cars were having to try and slalom through and they couldn't get through. I have no idea. It was already dark at that point. That was probably about 4:30 at night. I'm trying to think about that sort of time. I have no idea how any of those people got home, because I just can't see how they could have cleared those big lorries enough, get enough traction on that hill to get them out of the way. So I think there were a lot of people stuck in their cars overnight or in the early hours on that motorway, despite the news report saying that it was only 3 or 4 hours delay on there. It took us 6 hours to get to Junction 4 to turn round, and 1 hour to get back home. And that's a 17-mile journey from Door to Junction 4. So, yes, not our best day ever. Today we are taking it very easy. Akris popped out to Tesco and got the bits for a very cheaty roast dinner. All Aunt Bessie's and Paxo, and just throw in the oven stuff and steam some veg, and we'll have a really nice dinner tonight to make up for it. And we're going to put decorations, and I can't see, if the weather's not going to improve, how we're going to get to our relatives for Christmas. So... I guess watch this space. My do good for yesterday wasn't done. I wrote to Argos Customer Services instead and praised their delivery driver. I'm not gonna worry about today's. Just gonna spend the time with the kids, and Ben's ill, so I'm gonna give him some TLC. So I'll speak to you tomorrow, guys.